It will work really if the TV goes out of the house. I'm joking. Now, thank you very much. Very inspiring to hear that. Very inspiring.
We just try to remember. Yesterday, L stands for? Listening. Full listening with? Full attention. And what not? I will say do and don't. Do is full attention listening. And what you should not do? Half listening. A stands for? Acknowledging with few words and caring attitude. And what you should not do? No questioning, no probing. W stands for? Wish the fantasy. And what not? No explanation, no logic. No logic. N stands for? Name the feeling. And what you should not do? Do not deny the feeling. So this is very, very important. Learn whenever you, with any person, any child, when you do learn, you immediately get connected. However big is the problem.
Learn is for connection. Learn is how you can connect with the child. And then once the connection is established, then if you want to improvise on something or do many things, it can work out very well. But learn is for connecting. Without connecting, nothing can be achieved.
Like I understand some situation, suppose I give you an example. We are telling you no questioning, no probing, no advising. But suppose the child comes and asks you, Papa, I am in 10th standard. After 10th standard, should I take science or commerce? What will be your reaction? Only learn and nothing else? Tell me. I am asking you a question. Where a child is coming and asking you, what will you do? How will you react? I'll ask his interest. Yes, it's not that every time you never have to question or never have to, you know, advise. Yes, you have to advise. You have to advise. But first you have to make the connection. If you will not, in such case, if you will not advise or not answer, child will feel my father is not interested. So always remember. Don't just practice this lawn also as just as a technique. Understand it. And with a caring attitude, you must approach. Like suppose somebody has two children. An elder brother is very badly hitting the younger brother. An elder brother comes to you. And tells you, aisa aisa kiya maine. Now it really hurts you, no? Because the younger one is crying. So what will you do at that time? Still use the lawn. But at one particular point, you tell the child that you can express your feelings, but not use your hands. Many times what happens when children or adult, when we don't use words, we start using hands. Very easy. Very easy, no? And especially with children, ek laga diya to chup. Abhi, that child will not speak for a long time. So you think your work is done. But actually it causes lots of damage. Also, when you are telling something to children, we are telling children, suppose in the temple, don't make noise, don't sit here, and we tell with the names. Suppose, Kumar, don't do this, Kumar, don't jump on bed, Kumar, brush your teeth, Kumar, go to sleep. What happens? The child feels that constantly Kumar, my father and mother are constantly troubling me.
And actually, as it goes further, the child starts hating his own name. The child hates his own name because his name is associated with negativity. Don't do this. So constantly nagging the child. And if you see in a day, once you become conscious, how many times the parents tell the child, don't do this. Instead of that, talking in a positive way is more important than just talking negatively, but don't do this. Right? So if the child has a very spongy type of mentality, whatever child is hearing, it's going to absorb. Okay? And when the child absorbs so much of negativity, then the child is growing with negativity. The child will have no confidence in whatever he or she does as it grows further. You know, it will not have the confidence because it is absorbing negativity. So, want to practice?
Yes. No, but positively also, some people have naturally slow speed. So if you keep on telling them what to do, then the child stops thinking. You are stopping his thinking. You are not letting him do it. Like we had one example. Suppose a child gets up every day late for going to the school. Roj subah late utta hai. Roj phir roj ka chalu ho jata hai. Jaldi brush karo, jaldi nahao, jaldi kapda pehno, jaldi doodh piyo. जल्दी 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 और फिर बोलते हैं ना एक 10 मिनट जल्दी उठने में क्या जाता है. सो मेनी थिंग्स वी विल टेल. सो मे बी वन डे व्हाट यू कैन डू इज यू एंड चाइल्ड विल आल्सो फील अपसेट इफ ही सेज एवरी डे व्हेन यू आर टेलिंग यू नो चाइल्ड इज नॉट अंडरस्टैंडिंग. वन डे डोंट वेक हिम अप. लेट हिम स्लीप. व्हेन ही गेट्स अप यू से व्हाट कैन वी डू. यू डिडंट गेट अप. स्कूल बस इज गॉन. डोंट बिकम एंग्री. Let him realize. Let him realize their mistake. Because what is happening, jaldi karo, aadha kaam aap karte hai na. To kya hota hai? Bachcha sikhta hai? Did with Radharani also once. First standard, second standard. Very small children anyway, they don't have early morning schools. Preschool is not very early. But once you do like this, once again, when we all had gone for Vrindavan Yatra. Okay, now we were at Rupa Goswami's Bhajan Kutir, Ter Kadam. We were during August. And it was raining very heavily. It was disappearance day of Rupa Goswami. So all parents, everybody was intensely praying. There was nice katha going on. And all the children together, they went out. It was raining. उन्होंने एक प्ले चालू कर दिया. धोबी. बारिश हो रही है. रूप गोस्वामी पूरी व्रज रज को लेके अपने कपड़े पे लगा रहे, धो रहे, नहा रहे सब बच्चे. और एक्चुअली जगह नहीं था कि एडल्ट्स लोग भी बाहर से उनको खींच के, कि वो जाएंगे तो वो भी कितनी बार भिगेंगे. सुन नहीं रहे. करने दिया. सब पेरेंट्स ने बच्चों को करने दिया. सबको गुस्सा तो आता है ना अल्टीमेटली कि क्या है, क्या कर रहे हैं आप लोग. तो फिर लेकिन हमने सोचा था कुछ नहीं बोलेंगे. Let us see. So Prabhu ji said ultimately वो लोग व्रजरस से ही खेले ना. खेल रहे थे व्रजरस से ही खेल रहे थे. फिर कपड़े चेंज कर तुरंत हम लोग निकल रहे थे. वहां से हमको गोवर्धन जाना था. तो सब बच्चों को फटाफट गाड़ी में चेंज किया. फिर रूम पे गए गोवर्धन. तो जब मैं रूम पर गई तो मैंने उसको लगा तो था मम्मी ने कुछ बोला नहीं. हमने बहुत मस्ती किया. कुछ भी रिएक्शन नहीं दिया है. फिर गए तो मैं उसके कपड़े निकाल रही थी. मैंने बोला राधा रानी ये कपड़ों में इतना डस्ट है अभी, इसको धोना पड़ेगा और मुझे लगता है आपको मुझे हेल्प करना पड़ेगा. हाँ मम्मी मैं करती हूँ. अच्छा ठीक है करो आप ही करो. फिर कर रहे थे अच्छी तरह से आधा घंटा धोया. फिर समझ में बहुत गंदा हो गया ना एक्चुअली. फिर उनको रियलाइजेशन आया कि इतना करने से क्यों चिल्लाते हैं माँ बाप. मुझे भी सर्दी हो सकता है. इतना टाइम हम लोग इसमें खेले और कितना उसके बाद मेहनत लगता है. सो इट वॉज अ लेसन फॉर देम टू लर्न.
एंड वन मोर थिंग आई थिंक प्रैक्टिकली इफ यू थिंक द चाइल्ड इज स्लो बिकॉज ऑफ विच यू आर नैगिंग इट मे बी वर्थ वेल कंसिडरिंग दैट इज योर लाइफ टू फास्ट. सो इफ योर लाइफ इज टू फास्ट फॉर द चाइल्ड then you know you cannot just pull him everywhere or her anywhere. So you have to figure out, because in due course the child will start hating your life. As if the life which is making me away from my parents, if the parents are working, you know, and the mother has to catch in Mumbai a 7:57 train, you know, that's her problem that she has to catch. But the child has his own pace of doing things, and if the child sees that every day in and day out my mother is, life is too fast for me, The child says, I hate my mother's life. And when he grows, or she grows, right now he will just accept, fine, my mother. When he or she grows, she will say, well, you take care of your life, I'll take care of my life, because I can't adjust the way you live. So it is worth considering whether you are devotee parents, whether you are devotee lifestyle, or in general, life is fast nowadays. Whether it is fast for the child. So we have to work out. Like many times we have seen parents have drastically changed their life for the child's benefit. You have to understand, if you are raising a child, you cannot have the same life as you lived without when the child was not around. Because the child has to also adjust in their life. And child, as a, like, you know, there are some children who are perfectionists but slow. I know of children, I'm very close. Perfectionist, if you are in a hurry, but child will want to wear the socks perfectly. You know, you might be wearing it some other and go, but child wants to wear it, wear the shoes properly. No, that's child. What you are doing by hurrying up is you're telling the child, don't become perfectionist, just do for the sake of doing. So you have to understand, why are you so fast? Whether it is too much fast for the child, and then you have to change your lifestyle.
So can we start today's session? Okay. Yesterday session, kal ka session kya tha? Kaise bachchon ko samjhe? Aaj ka session hai, bachchon ko hum apne jeevan ke baare mein kaise samjhaye?
Our needs.
Bachchon ko kaise samajh mein aayega ki mujhe kya takleef hoti hai? Aaj ka session ye hai. Kal ka session pura tha, hum bachchon se sun rahe the. Pura bachchon ko kaise karna chahiye? Aaj ka session aisa hai ki bachchon ko हम कैसे बताएं जो भी हमारी डिफिकल्टी है या जो भी समझाना है उसे कैसे समझाना चाहिए. अभी एवरीबडी स्पीक्स इंग्लिश नाउ हियर या ओके. सो आई वांट टू आस्क यू टू राइट डाउन विद अ पेंसिल इन योर वर्कशीट नंबर 13, पेज नंबर 13. ओपन पेज नंबर 13. सी देयर इज अ एक्सरसाइज बिलो. देयर इज अ एक्सरसाइज ऑन पेज नंबर 13. एक्चुअली आफ्टर लॉन ना, वी आर नॉट डूइंग इन डिटेल, बट लॉन के बाद इन द बुकलेट there are many examples given. You can go home and read. This is for you to do homework. And also there are examples given where you, what is the name of the feeling. If the child comes and tells you something, that today my bus driver shouted at me, and when he comes and asks you, then there's a feeling written. What is the feeling?
Page number 6,
there is a table. Okay, there's a table. And the bus driver yelled at me and everybody laughed. So what is the feeling? Embarrassed. So what the parents can say? That must have been embarrassing. Or sounds as if that was embarrassing. Then mom, I am not going to clean up my dumb room. What is the feeling? Angry. You are angry that I want you to clean up your room. You see the words which the parents are using. I missed the fall shot and we lost the game. Disappointed. Sounds like you are disappointed about missing a shot. I hate the way I look in this hat. Again, embarrassment.
In a normal case, if the boy said, mom, I am not going to clean up my dumb room, and you would, in a normal case, say, reply, you have to clean.
You have made it dirty.
So is there a connection established by that? I mean, you know, if the child is talking like this, and you're talking like this, there's no connection. But here, the child says, I'm not going to clean my dumb room. The child is angry. So you are saying, you are angry that you want to clean it. So first, there's a connection. Are you getting it? Without the connection, you cannot move the conversation forward.
See, now go on the page number 7. This is exercise for all of you. I would like to punch that Ankit in the nose.
Can somebody say what is the feeling word?
What is the feeling word? Angry. So how will you say?
What will you say?
Oh, you are so angry that you want to punch.
You seem to be very angry with Ankit.
Okay. Just because of a little rain, my teacher said we couldn't go on our field trip. She's dumb. Disappointed. Vandana invited me to her party, but I don't know.
Confused.
I don't know why teachers have to load you down with so much homework over the weekend. Child. Child is telling you, so I'm asking you, we learned the lawn. And N stands for name the feeling. So what feelings comes out in this? Frustration. So how will you say? How will you tell? Or you are very frustrated. Try to avoid using not word. Try to avoid using as much as negative words. Don't use. Practically don't use. Not should not come. Positive. I don't know why teacher. We had basketball practice today and I couldn't sink that ball once. Disappointed. Jaya is moving away and she is my best friend. Sadness. So understand, we have given you many, many words. If you fall short of words, see on page number 6, there are list of words for your feelings, which you can tell. Okay, bored, anxious, ashamed, guilty, hateful, pleasant, unpleasant, both words are given. Okay, because as soon as you say the feeling, there is a connection. Child immediately feels that my father and mother know what is happening in my inner world.
You know, basically what we are doing in way is that you've seen table tennis. So basically when the child speaks, you have to give it back. The child speaks, you have to give it back. So that there's a proper connection and discussion happening. So that's what we are doing. What a child is saying, you are repeating it in your own words. Repeat. Child feels confident that he has understood me. If somebody talks to you and somebody says, I think you are very upset. I said, yes. So you know that this person has understood me. Immediately your confidence in him is going to increase by leaps and bounds. I'm sorry?
Reciprocating. Yes. So this is lawn. Now today what we are doing is, how parents can explain their situation to children. Okay, so on page number 13, there is a list of exercise. Take a few minutes to think and list about what is that you insist your children to do or not to do during a typical day. What are the things which you tell or you like to tell your children in the morning, afternoon and evening? Think and write down. Like as soon as they get up, these are normal everyday repetitive words. Some things happen, some work is routine. Brushing, bathing, eating, sleeping is routine. So what are the things you normally tell in the morning, afternoon and evening? Write down. Everybody is able to write? I can see everybody is able to write. That means you have so many things to tell your children. finished writing? There is below, there is something else also, that what you don't want them to do. Socks on the floor. Don't put your bag in that place after you come back from the school. So many things, you know, that constantly we are telling them. Don't jump on the sofa. Don't climb on the bed with the dirty feet. Okay, these are the things. Everybody has written? Right? So, the second session is especially for all of you. That you want to tell so many things to your children. And how do you want them to accept it in a right way? While sitting on a dining table, they are constantly moving their legs.
Somebody was asking yesterday that how do we train the children, right? Somebody asked yesterday that, you know, this is one way of the child, but how do we tell them the right things to do? This is their session today. That you have so many things to tell the child you are doing wrong, but how to do it is what session is today.
Tell in a certain way how the child interprets and what the message child gets. Suppose you are commanding. Certain things you feel the child has to do it. You are commanding. So what is parents' intention? Parents want to control the situation and provide the child with quick solutions. Why it is not good? It says to the child, you don't have the right to decide how to handle your own problems. Example, how will you say, stop complaining, what you should do is this. Right? You think your job is very simple. It's done. But it makes the child feel, I don't know how to do it. The child will never learn to do it. The second thing is giving advice. It's very easy. If child comes with you with a problem, you do like this, it's very easy. Because it saves your half an hour. But what happens? Your intention is to influence the child with arguments or opinions. It says to the child, you don't have the good sense to come up with your own solution. And when child is telling you something, you will say, I have got a very good idea. Why don't you do like this? How many times we think like this and we tell, no, why don't you do like this? You immediately give a solution. You don't allow the child to think for himself or herself. That's why we should avoid giving advice. Then, distracting. We think, divert kar diya. Change the situation. Change the, you see, so the child is diverted. It says to the child, I don't think you can stand the discomfort long enough to find a real solution. Let's not worry about that. Sometimes child is telling, mommy, you know, I don't like this friend.
The shoes are very pokey, you know, the child is, don't worry about that.
One mother, we were doing one session together, one mother was telling, said when they were coming for the seminar, they were climbing down the bridge, and the child was saying, my shoelaces are very long. So mother said, don't stop here, you know, for tying. And the child wanted to tie at that time only. And mother was saying, no, don't, we are getting late, you know, hurry up. And no, I want to tie it just now only. So the mother was trying to ask in the session that we are not able to understand, you know, sometimes, you know, it is such a difficult situation. So what we did was, we told that mother had specs. That you remove your specs and we gave her another person's specs. And we asked her, can you see now? Saying, no, I cannot see. Saying that similarly, you cannot understand what the actually child is feeling. You are not able to understand what the child is feeling. Child is feeling something and that's the reality for the child. Child feels that I have to stand just now, I have to put my laces properly. You are seeing from your point of view and child is seeing from his point of view. And you are denying his feeling, you are not letting him do the solution. You are telling him, I'll carry you, everything you are telling for yourself. But you are not thinking what the child is feeling. So this situation is just an example. But many times it happens that we try to see everybody with our own specs. हमारे चश्मे से पूरी दुनिया को देखना चाहते हैं. But it is not right. Everybody doesn't have the same number. It is different. And it may be in the same house. You and your child have different number. You cannot use same specs for everybody. So must understand that. So these are different things. Sometimes the parents, the way they talk is that I know everything and you don't know anything. That is why I am telling you now, the session. How will you tell? I am not saying you cannot tell. I am not saying that you are like that, that Gandhiji ka, behra, munga, kuch nahi bolne ka. No, I am not saying that. That's why this session is, once you have made the connection with the child, then the child will learn to listen to you.
We want to tell in such a way that the child understands what we are telling, right? You don't just want to satisfy that I told. None of your parents are detached people. मैंने मेरा काम कर दिया, अभी चाइल्ड को जो करना है करो, ऐसा तो नहीं है. वी वॉन्ट द पेरेंट्स, एज पेरेंट्स वी वॉन्ट द चाइल्ड टू डू वॉट इज गुड फॉर द चाइल्ड. सो बेटर टू टेल इन अ वे दैट द चाइल्ड अंडरस्टैंड्स एंड डज इट रादर देन रिवोल्टिंग एंड नॉट डूइंग इट एंड डूइंग इट वर्स. इज इट नॉट? मोस्ट ऑफ द टाइम इट हैपेंस, आइदर द चाइल्ड डजंट डू इट और डज अ रिवोल्ट एंड डज इट वर्स. इज इट नॉट? सो देयर इज अ वे, व्हाट वी शुड राइट इज ट्विस्ट, TWIST.
Word. And T stands for talk about your feelings. Okay? Hindi mein tell or describe. Kabhi kabhi humko realize nahi hota hai, lekin hum bolte hi nahi. Hamare dimag mein sab kuch hai, lekin bolte nahi hai. एक्चुअली बोलते नहीं है कि उससे क्या होता है. डब्ल्यू स्टैंड्स फॉर राइट अ नोट. कुछ चीजें जो हमें बतानी है वो हमें छोटी चिट में लिख के या तो कबर्ड पे या तो मिरर पे चिपका सकते हैं या तो उसके बुक में रख सकते हैं. मैं डिटेल में फिर एक्सप्लेन करूंगी. आई स्टैंड्स फॉर इंफॉर्मेशन टू बी गिवन. बच्चे हैं, बच्चों को सब कुछ नहीं समझता कि गीला टॉवल बेड पे रखने से क्या होता है वो बच्चों को नहीं समझता. लेकिन हम सोचते हैं कि बच्चों को पता है ये कि बाथरूम में टैप खुला रखने से क्या होता है वो बच्चों को नहीं समझता. सो इंफॉर्मेशन टू बी गिवन, से इट विद अ वर्ड इंस्टेड ऑफ पूरा डिस्क्राइब, मतलब पूरा चिल्लाने के बदले एक सिर्फ शब्द बोल के बताइए. एंड लास्ट इज टॉक अबाउट योर फीलिंग्स. बच्चे को समझाइए कि आपको भी फीलिंग्स है और आपको क्या लगता है जब बच्चा ये करता है. So, अभी ये पूरा सेशन कल जैसे हमने किया था ना, रोल प्ले. वापस ए बी ए बी, पेरेंट चाइल्ड, पेरेंट चाइल्ड,
ए बी ए बी ए बी.
सब लोग अपने पार्टनर पहले ढूंढ लीजिए. Everything we will do it with a role play. I will give you a situation and you will have to do it with a role play. Everybody is with a partner? Everybody should do it. Don't just take things for granted. Okay? All A's in this session are father or mother and B's are child. B sab bachche hain aur A jo hain wo father or mother hain. सिचुएशन दे दूं? तैयार है सब लोग? ओके.
डोंट सी दैट, डोंट सी, इट इज जस्ट द टॉपिक, हाउ टू कोप. दिस इज,
ये सिचुएशन ये है कि बच्चा टॉयलेट में जाने के बाद फ्लश नहीं करता है
क्योंकि पानी नहीं है.
नहीं नहीं नहीं, पानी नहीं, ऐसा नहीं है.
मीरा रोड में
फ्लश नहीं करता है. तो एक जो ए है सब लोग वो मदर फादर है और बी जो है वो सब बच्चे हैं. अभी आप जैसे आप नॉर्मली करते हैं ऐसे करके समझाओ. बोलो आपके बच्चे को कैसे बोलेंगे. वन टू थ्री स्टार्ट. सब 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 सब. कैसा लग रहा है बच्चों को? बच्चे बी ग्रुप डिस्क्राइब करो, कैसे बताया आपके पेरेंट ने?
बच्चे
ह्यूमिलिएटिंग. क्या बोला? क्या बोला तो ह्यूमिलिएटिंग लगा?
हाँ मैं बच्चे. यू नो शी सेड दैट सो मेनी टाइम्स इट हैज बीन टोल्ड टू यू इट इज वेरी अनहाइजीनिक, इट इज नॉट गुड टू कीप इट लाइक दिस. Still you are doing the same thing. I will do.
See how the child has felt? Humiliating. Any other feeling?
Bolo, bolo. I think everybody should share.
You should share actually. Then it becomes very easy.
Anybody did it?
Yes. Second time, usko wapis bheja bathroom mein. Tum ek bari phir wapis jao.
Haan.
To wapis jao. Wo ek bari dobara andar gaya. Aapne kya dekha? क्या फील किया? बहुत स्मेल आ रही थी. मम्मी सॉरी मैंने फ्लश नहीं किया. देन ही डिड अगेन फ्लश.
ओके, व्हाट एल्स? प्रभु जी वांट टू शेयर.
हरे कृष्ण. That when
he doesn't know how to flush.
He doesn't know how to flush when that papa or mom, how can I flush that thing?
देखो इधर बच्चा बोल रहा है मुझे समझता ही नहीं फ्लश कैसे करना है. उसको फ्लशिंग का मतलब क्या है?
Just imagine that the parents are angry and this poor child does not know how to flush. Can you imagine what a child is feeling? मुझे he's like this, you know, I don't know. And the parents are getting angry. I have told so many times, but the parents are not taught how to flush.
सिखाया ही नहीं है. यू हैव नॉट टॉट एंड इट इज नॉट चाइल्ड्स फॉल्ट. एनीथिंग एल्स यू वांट टू शेयर प्रभु जी? ओके, नाउ द सेम एक्सरसाइज. द फादर एंड मदर विल डिस्क्राइब. यू टेल एंड यू डिस्क्राइब. आप वर्णन करो पूरा. इंस्टेड ऑफ टेलिंग ये क्यों नहीं किया वो क्यों नहीं किया, आप पूरा स्टोरी बताओ उनको. डिस्क्राइब करो बच्चों को व्हाई यू शुड फ्लश. डू दैट एक्सरसाइज. सी इमीडिएटली द डेसिबल हैज गॉन डाउन. Volume of the room has gone down. Okay, stop. How did the children feel now? What was the feeling of the child? Kaisa laga? Guilty feel hua. Kaisa laga?
Guilty feeling hua. Guilty feeling hua.
Awareness. Awareness.
Awareness was created.
Child is thinking now. I am not supposed to do it. So let's do one exercise here. आपके पेज में नहीं है ना शायद?
नहीं इधर हम दिखाएंगे ना.
We'll show it to you here. Instead of, now see first quadrant, what does it say?
You are so irresponsible. You always start the tub and then forget about it. Do you want us to have a flood? So instead of that you describe, because the water in the tub, bathtub is getting close to the top. Is it not positive? Right? What he's saying? इसमें क्या फीलिंग है कि नेगेटिव कि आप नहीं करेंगे तो आपको क्या फ्लड मांगता है क्या आपको.
एंड द चाइल्ड फील्स आई एम
ब्लेम्ड.
यू वी यूज द वर्ड यू. व्हेन यू से यू चाइल्ड इज फीलिंग एवरीथिंग आई एम ब्लेम्ड. हियर सी देयर इज नो यू बिकॉज द वॉटर इन द बाथ टब द होल थिंग इज पुट ऑन द बाथ टब
एंड सीज फेस इज रियलाइजिंग
इट इज नॉट टोल्ड टू द चाइल्ड दैट यू हैव डन दिस. इट इज सेड द बाथ टब इज गेटिंग फुल. So child doesn't feel सीधा मुझे गोली लगाया.
Second, you haven't taken that dog out all day. You don't deserve to have a pet. This is most of the time we say that, right? कि आपको मैंने इतना अच्छा खिलौना दिया है आप 5 दिन से खेल नहीं रहे हो आप you don't deserve it. बोलते हैं हर टाइम हम कि तू डिजर्व नहीं करता. उससे बदले what can we say? I see Rover, which is a dog, racing up and down near the door. उसका मतलब वही है कि आप उसको लेके नहीं गए बाहर.
बट यू आर नॉट यूजिंग यू. यू आर नॉट टेलिंग यू आर नॉट डूइंग दिस. द ब्लेम इज नॉट टू द चाइल्ड. सो इट इज हार्ड टू डू वॉट नीड्स टू बी डन वेन पीपल आर टेलिंग यू वॉट इज रॉन्ग विथ यू. वेन यू आर टेलिंग इन द फर्स्ट क्वाड्रेंट व्हाट यू आर सेइंग द चाइल्ड फील समथिंग इज रॉन्ग विथ मी. एंड वेन द चाइल्ड फील समथिंग इज रॉन्ग विथ मी चाइल्ड एक्चुअली कैन नॉट थिंक वॉट टू डू. It's easier to concentrate on the problem when someone just describes it to you. When grown-ups describe the problem, it gives children a chance to tell themselves what to do. When we are saying, you did this, it shuts off child's mind. Doesn't want to think. Nothing goes beyond that. Because child immediately feels that my parents are blaming me. So this is tell or describe. Now the second is write a note. This actually does lot of wonders. When we are talking and we are arguing with the child, what is happening? We are telling so many things and arguments, child is not able to hear. And there is back and forth argument. But when instead of that you are writing a note, what happens? There is no argument, no words, no raising of voice, no anger. Everything is written in a note.
But note in a very innovative way. Not that, you rascal! I mean, that's the same thing. I mean, you never put your towel on the, you don't put it on a note, it's the same thing. But note in a nice way, which you will learn. Which you will learn.
Yeah, in a positive. I want to give an example what I did with my daughter. She has a habit of writing many notes to me. You know, some children have a habit. When I did this seminar, I was surprised, you know, that my daughter is practicing this and I am not practicing. Sometimes she writes, Mommy, I love you. Or, you know, they'll make a card when the class is going on in the temple, they make small cards and most of the times I am telling her, write the card, you know, on top of that Govind Prabhu's name, Maharaj's name. But she always wants to write to me. And I used to think, why to me, you know, you are making such a nice card, you should give it to Maharaj. But later on I realized that for me Maharaj is great, for me Govind Prabhu is great, but for my child I am great. So she wants to tell it to me. And she would write like this. So one day I decided I wrote a very nice letter to her. A very nice letter to her. Just a small few lines Radharani, I really like you very much. I love you very much. And you are my life and soul. And you are the best person in my life. Okay, this happened in the Sunday morning Bhagavatam class. Now after Sunday feast in the afternoon, evening, we were going home. And one of her friends were not well. So she was telling me, I want to go and see my friend. They were family friends. And I was telling her, it is so late now. Once you go there, you will start playing. And then when I will tell you to come back home, you will say, nahi, abhi to aaye hain, abhi khelna hai. Khelne do. Phir wapas ghar jate jate late ho jayega. Aap soyenge nahi. To, maine usko thoda samjhaya ki nahi, nahi jana chahiye, aap soyenge nahi. To phir usne bola, usne ek bahut achha sentence bola. Ki actually mummy, aaj subah hi aapne bola hai na, ki main aapki life and soul hu. Uska matlab, jo cheez mere liye achhi nahi hai, aap kabhi mujhe nahi karne denge. She really spoke this sentence to me. And I was shocked. I said, I have written a small chit to her, thinking that, you know, just as I like a love. And what is her realization with that note? That means which I couldn't have achieved by selling so many things. And by doing so many things. She just told me, Mummy, I know if you will, that if you don't want me to go, because you know it is not good for me. So we will not go. I said, no, we will go now. I was so happy. And then immediately she says, okay, we will go now. She said, Mummy, in 5 minutes, whenever you tell me we have to go, I will come immediately. And she did it. She did it. So we don't realize that when we write something to our children, it makes a big difference to them. They feel it. We don't take things seriously. But children take things very seriously when parents tell them. When we say, murkhai, vedai, that child actually feels ke main murkha hu, veda hu. No, we don't realize. Hum log aise hi bol dete hain, gusse mein. Aur bhul bhi jate hain. Hum log itna seriously nahi lete hain. Lekin jab aap bolte hain, wo bacche ke andar reh jata hai. Iske liye hamesha positive language use karna chahiye. So let's do the exercise about writing a note. We will read the Naimanath exercise. How will they do it? Next. Okay, see here. The note below was written by a father who was tired of cleaning his daughter's long hairs from the sink drain. Help! Hairs in my drain give me a pain. Glug, your stop up sink. You see the language. Yahan kahin pe bhi bacche ko blame nahi kiya gaya. You are doing this. You saw this? Nowhere it is written that you are doing it. Everything is written on the name of the sink. Or this was written by a working mother who taped it to the family TV set. Before you turn this on, think, have I done my homework? Have I practiced? Then here, this father got tired of yelling and finally decided to let a note do the talking for him. Dear son, I know you are busy with sports and study, but the papers need tying old buddy. Thanks, your dad. Again, see, nowhere it is, कहीं पे भी ये नहीं लिखा है, तुम ऐसा नहीं कर रहे हो कि तुमको ऐसा करना चाहिए. मैसेज कैसे दिया गया है? पेपर्स को बांध के रखना चाहिए. आप बहुत बिजी हैं, वो पता है. आप बहुत बिजी ऐसा लिखा है. But you are not doing this, वो नहीं लिखा है. Then see here. Mother flew in a paper airplane with words on it to her son and his friend. Neither of whom could read. They ran in to ask what the words said. And when they found out, they ran back to put away their toys. Toys away after play. Love, mummy. So write a note. You can try it out today only. It will be very, very helpful.
No, and what happens is with this, the child has variety also in relationships. You know, every time just telling, there are different innovative ways to tell the child also. And this, of course, will work wonderful also between I mean, all this will work, but this also works very well with husband and wife. You know, sometimes you feel angry with your wife and you want to patch up, better write a note and things patch up much faster. You know. But anyway, we're talking about child. So this is very, very important. A child also feels that my mother or my father have taken the time out to write this. Are you getting it? So there's a lot of emotions attached in that note. You'll be surprised that what my mother wrote to me many, many years back, she's not even on this planet now, but I've still preserved that with me, what my mother has written. Just a note, but it is still preserved. Why? Because it is so important and for the child to receive such notes from the parents. And when child grows, the child will remember this. So it has solid emotional attachment to write these notes. It's another very useful way of doing things.
Yeah, see, that's why the last example is given. The innovative way, the mother threw an airplane and something was written. She cannot read. So she will come and ask. They know something is written. They know something is written. Now the next thing is I. I stands for information to be given. So now, I am giving you an example that, again, parent and child, AB. Okay, the example is, every time you are sitting on a dining table, the child has a habit of keep on moving, either it drops something or doing something. And this is an everyday affair. Okay, so now, what is your normal reaction? First exercise is, कैसे आप लोग बच्चों को बताएंगे? चलो, start. Done? How do the children feel? What did the mother say or father say? And how did the children feel? Who are the children? Can you raise your hands? Always pampering. How did the father say? What did he say? Nagging, not pampering. Nagging, na? Constantly telling. Yes. Awareness about bad man. You gave the information. So you did the solution part. You already did the information. Okay, very good, very good. Anybody else want to share? What did you do? You felt nice. So you already started practicing instead of doing the normal things.
Very good.
Very good. So, yes. Don't sit here. You say, don't sit here. Huh? And we use So how does a child feel?
Insulting.
And what do we say? Many times we use this word, always. You are... Yeah, it becomes... You know what actually the child thinks? Tape recorder chalu ho gaya. Abhi cassette chalu ho gaya. And shuts off. Child shuts off. child doesn't want to listen to you.
And many times when parents keep on nagging, I mean, I have personally seen that when the parent is little away, the child starts making faces and starts moving. You know, the child is not taking you seriously. Try to understand. The child is not taking you seriously. The child is bugged that you tell every time a child is. So when the parents go, because child is scared as of now. When the child grows, he will care a damn for your instruction. But the child is small, he will be scared of you. But in your back, you know, child will make faces on you and child will move more, everything. So work is not done. Try to understand. The work is not done. Right?
So I will now ask you, what is the difference between tell or describe and information to be given? T and I. Both things you are actually describing. Information to be given is also long sentences. And describing also is long sentences. What is the difference? When you are telling or describing, you are telling why he should not be doing it. And information to be given, you are giving the solution to the child.
It's very important. Huh? A T is why and this is how. Solution. You know, or what is solution basically? This is what you should do. Right?
Who drank milk? Bus. Who drank milk and left the bottle standing out? Okay, this is what his mother saying. Instead of this, you give information. Kids, milk turns sour when it is not refrigerated. Or even when this previous exercise which I gave you, children is moving his leg. You can say, you can tell your feelings also, and you can also say it with describing that moving your legs on a dining table is a bad manner. You are not using anywhere you. You are just making a statement. Then instead of, that's disgusting. Look at the apple cores on your bed. You live like a pig. Now, apple cores belong in the garbage.
So you are giving a solution that apple core idhar rakha hai, but it actually belongs to the garbage. Your work is done. You are giving a solution. You describe the feeling. Everything.
Information is lot easier to take than accusation. Okay? If you accuse, nobody can take it. If I tell you also sometimes, Prabhuji, you are like this, the way you are talking, the way you are sitting, you are doing this, and you will feel, my God, she's just blaming me. So information is lot easier to take than accusation. See, here again, if I catch you writing on the walls once more, you are going to get a spanking. Selling wall pe likhenge aur ek jhapat marunga. Instead of that, walls are not for writing on, paper is for writing on. What is happening with this? You have to become more patient. You cannot do what you want. It's very easier. Why this seminar, sometimes you feel it's too much. Why? Because you have to change.
But you know, once you start practicing it, we have seen, it becomes so much part of your nature, then the results are also very quick. You know, right now what you are doing, spanking the child. You know, wall pe likha, fat, and the child stops. But it has not done a permanent solution. It is like, you know, it has not given a, it is a temporary solution. But with the way you do things, this way, once it is in your system, what you get is permanent results of what you want.
See here, mother is telling to the daughter, mother is working, daughter is nicely relaxing. It would never occur to you to give me a hand with the housework, would it? And now she's telling, it would really be helpful if the table were set for dinner now. Again, see, no you. Never use you are doing this or you are not doing this. When children are given information, they can usually figure out for themselves what needs to be done. You don't have to every time command, advise, or go on demanding. Or be sarcastic.
Many times in my house, I just, when she is very tired, I said, Radhe, mummy is very tired and it's a dinner time or lunch time. Immediately she'll go to the kitchen and start getting the plates out. I don't tell her. Just that mummy is very tired, Radhe. Today mummy is very tired. She just immediately knows that she has to go to the kitchen, get the plate out, start laying the table. That's it's because the child knows what to do when the mother is tired. And it's dinner time.
Now, the fourth thing. Say it with a word. Again, I will give you exercise. Can you think of some situation? Can any parent want to tell me a situation?
Life, actual situation.
Which you are facing with your child?
Homework.
Very good. Bolo. What is it?
The child comes, or the situation is the child comes home, okay, and child puts the bag, has finished the lunch, and child wants to go out for, wants to go out for playing. And you have called the child 5 times from the ground and child has not come. So you can shout at a child, child, abhi khana ho gaya tera, upar aa, abhi homework hai, right? So many things you can say.
So
from
do, this exercise. Yeah. Do this exercise.
Okay.
Do this exercise, okay, with your partner. How will you tell? What will you tell? One A becomes a child, B becomes a father, a mother. I want everybody to participate. Okay, stop. How it was happening? Can you tell, Prabhuji? What was happening? Okay. Right? What else? Anybody else want to share? What happened in your case?
Yeah. Actually, a lot of patients that we usually keep, because when I come back, you know, almost a lot of time I'm not there with Parikshit. So when I'm there, I ensure that I'm having always that positive interaction with him. You know, I usually avoid. But sometimes then you lose. Parikshit, aise kya leela re? You know, ye kyun nahi kiya beta? Aisa. Phir se wapas ye karo. Lekin ye achha kiya. You know, like that. I try to be.
ऐसे एक शेयर करना चाहती हूँ. ही इज 3 years old. तो उसको होमवर्क दिया गया स्कूल से एंड दैट स्कूल 3 years old है. एंड वो टीचर ने मुझे बोला कि
स्कूल शुड बी टेकन टू द पुलिस.
तो टीचर ने बोला कि आई सेड दैट ही डोंट नो राइटिंग लाइक ABCD 1 2 3 4 बट ही इज वेरी नाइस इन मेमोराइजिंग. तो उन्होंने बोला नो बट माई किड्स नो हाउ टू राइट सी एंड शी एक्चुअली शोड मी कि हाउ दे राइट एंड ऑल दैट. So I took attention, ki bapre. So then I told him that you write standing line, slipping line and circle and all that. So only 2 lines he completed. And I said, why you are not doing? And I kept asking him. Next day also I kept asking. Then he said that my mother, my hand is paining. Then I stopped. And I told that teacher, let it be.
Very nice. See here, many times, this is a very common problem. Whenever we have done seminars, many times this issue comes up, usual, about homework. And there one of the problem is, sometimes actually the children's hands are paining. And they don't want to write. And that's why they are avoiding homework. But you insist that no, homework karna hi chahiye. But if you do lawn connection, then it will come out. The child will speak the truth. Okay? So now, what we are saying it, say it with a word. The things which are day to day. Homework, taking bath, flushing the toilet. Say it with a word. For example, Parikshit, homework. That's it. You are not going to be hitting him. You are not going to speak many sentences which will raise your blood pressure.
One word.
One word.
You know, when, not me, but one of my friends, Yudhishthira Prabhu, he has a system that when a child really becomes very naughty, he just says his word in a stern way. Mukunda. Mukunda knows exactly what the father is telling. He doesn't have to explain. Mukunda, stop it. Enough of your nonsense. All these things. It's just a pressy writing. One word. Mukunda. Or Mukunda, come inside. That's all. Everything is taken care of. So this is, it works. You have to say one word, the child will get the whole thing. Rather than explaining, you will understand with
when
the
you are doing lawn, and when you are doing this thing, then you will say, arre, aise thodi hota hai. Ek word bol diya, band ho gaya. But when you are practicing lawn, and when you are practicing this, then when you say it with a word, child will believe you.
This is a similar experience. My father used to tell me like this. My pet name is Choti. And whenever I was doing any mischievous, he will say, Chote.
That's all. I mean, you know, the child knows. And, you know, of course, this is Choti or Mukunda. It is more for, you know, that the child knows the father is not happy. But, you know, want to get some work done. You know, and the child is, Mukunda, clothes. And the child knows if kapde niche hai, bhaag ke jayega, kapde leke rakh jayega. You know, rather than saying, jara kapde idhar pade, 2 ghante se pade, why don't you put it, you never understand, you are dumb fool, 3 saal se tu aisa aisa hai. All this thing is no need. Why waste your energy? Why raise your BP? You know, just say, clothes.
Yes, Prabhuji.
Unfortunately,
this is the most widely unpopular
No. I am telling you that's why very specifically. Do it lawn. There has to be connection. When there is connection, then when you tell something, the child will listen.
Common thing.
No. It will not. That's why I said, made it very clear. You have to have the connection. You have to have that every day, like, what did you feel? I'm sure you had a connection with your father, right? That's why immediately you felt okay. Or, Radharani, wet towel. Bus. Picking up. Yes. Yes. No, that is why first thing always lawn. If you are connected with your children,
you should have
believe
a lawn,
me,
you should have a lawn with your grandparents also.
No, when you have lawn, when you practice lawn, believe me, for your child, you are the first person in his life. When you practice lawn with your child, there is connectivity with the child. Nobody on the earth can take your position. Child knows what my parents, they understand me the most. Normally we only allow it to happen. You know. Let them have that sometime freedom, no? Let them have the freedom. It is said, children, this is the statistics, that the best managers of the world, they made a survey and it was found out most of them in their childhood, they spend lot of time with their grandparents. जो घुमा रहे हैं ना अभी, फिर कंपनी को घुमाएंगे. सो इट इज लेट देम हैव दैट, यू नो इट्स देयर लाइफ. हाउ मेनी पीपल एक्चुअली हैव ग्रैंड पेरेंट्स? हाउ मेनी चिल्ड्रन हैव दैट फॉर्च्यून टू बी विद ग्रैंड पेरेंट्स? लेट देम एंजॉय. यू डोंट इंटरफियर इन दैट. डोंट ट्राई टू कंट्रोल दैट सिचुएशन. नाउ से इट विद अ वर्ड. सी हियर अगेन. I have been asking and asking you kids to get into pajamas, and all you have been doing is clowning around. You agreed that before you watch TV, you would be in pajamas, and I don't see a sign of anyone doing anything about it. So many words she spoke. Right? This is normal, no? Every day mother and father are speaking. Kids, pajamas. Only one word. You are saving your words, you are saving your energy. See here. Look at you. You are walking out the door without your lunch again. You forget your head. No, what? You had forget your head if it weren't attached to you. Such a big statement. Sar bhi leke na jaake bhul jayegi. Agar tere sharir se attached nahi hota to. We speak. Actually, we don't realize. But many times we speak such language and it just comes out, I don't know from where. Rita, your lunch. Because as I told you, whatever words the parents speak, it has deep effect on the child's mind and heart. So you have to save yourself. That's why speak certain times just one word. Okay, now the last and most, yes. Yes. नहीं, जब हम लॉन प्रैक्टिस करते हैं तब वो एक रियलाइजेशन के साथ चुप हो जाएंगे कि मुझे हक नहीं है कि मेरे पेरेंट्स को मैं इतना गुस्सा दिलाऊं. नहीं, ऐसा आपको लग रहा है. हम भी जब छोटे थे तभी बहुत गलती करते थे. अभी करते हैं? अभी करते हैं नहीं. मोस्ट ऑफ द वुमेन डोंट डू, आई मेन स्टिल डू इट. So it is,
and main thing is, you know, this is, we are taking only one instant and one technique at a time, but there's many things that you overall your love for the child, your affection for the child.
Yeah, that is what. That's when what you I'm do saying. Everything, yeah. Lawn and this twist. It's not that every time you are going to tell the same thing with one word. You are going to use different techniques.
See, unfortunately, we have not been able to do the whole seminar for you. But by the time you have 5 sessions done, you have learned a whole technique. And you are not going to apply a T of the twist at one shot. You are going to have a mix of so many techniques. Okay, and then you know that this is where I should do. So it is a mix of many things. Sometimes 2 things used simultaneously. Are you getting it? So we are learning it in a one-one technique form, but you're not going to be applying it at for one situation, that technique all the time. You know, sometimes when you're this for example, this one word. Now you have told the child unlimited many number of times and it's not happened. So you just say pajamas. So the work is done by that. Are you getting it?
So, instead of punishing, instead of hitting, you know, this is one word, this is a technique again. But it has to be done with lawn. There has to be connection, spending enough number of hours with the child. Actually, to do lawn and to do this twist, what does it mean? You have to spend lot of time with your children. That is the most important thing. Now last, talk about your feeling. The first session was all the time. Listening the feeling of the child. Bachcha kya feel kar raha hai, bachcha kya anubhav kar raha hai, uske baare mein tha. Now we are saying, you talk about your feelings. What exactly you are feeling. So let's see the fifth one. See here. Okay, see, one more example for a word. You promised before we got a dog that you would feed him every day. Now this is the third time I have to remind you this week, and I'm getting sick and tired of it, and mom and I take our turns, and it's not fair that we have the whole burden. So many things the father has spoken. Rohit, the dog. Children dislike hearing lectures, sermons and long explanation. For them, the shorter the reminder, the better. Now next, talk about your feelings. Here, when you are talking about the feelings, you have to make sure that you make no comments about the child's character or personality. Sometimes very casually, we speak a word, gadi hai. It just comes, buddhu hai. But children take it very seriously. That means we have to control ourselves. We don't realize it. We want control over children, but no control over our tongue. So,
in this is important to use the word I.
When you are talking about the feelings, you have to use the word I.
The child has to know that parents also have some authority. And he said, I, and then the feelings, as we will see in the examples. This is a very important technique also.
Stop that. You are a pain in the neck. What he is doing? The child is actually pulling the hand. Stop that. You are a pain in the neck. Now it may be hurting the father, paining, and that's why he has spoken such a sentence. I don't like having my sleeves pulled.
So instead of you, you say I. It's not you are a pain in the neck. I do not like it. Or I am not comfortable with this. I don't think I like to do this like that.
What is wrong with you? You always leave the screen door open. It bothers me when the screen door is left open. I don't want flies around our food. So here two things she has done. Given information, describing it. She has used the T also. And also she has used the I, T and then feelings. Okay. Children are entitled to hear their parents' honest feelings. By describing what we feel, we can be genuine without being hurtful. Notice when parents are being helpful, they talk about their feelings only. They use the word I or feel. It's very important. And when you tell it, when you are practicing lawn, when you are practicing twist, the child definitely understands, he cares for your feelings. Now, I was giving you yesterday the example of an American couple whose child was not ready to put foot down in the kitchen. She called me up just 3 days back. I did this course with her, she didn't have time. I sat with her for 2.5 hours, two couples. And I just did this lawn and this twist with them. She called me up, said, Mataji, my life has changed. My daughter is listening to me, or otherwise what was happening, daughter was always arguing. Because mother in America also, she would be cooking so many items for the child, and child didn't want to eat. And always whenever child would not eat, the mother would feel, I am cooking so much, you are not eating. And then, she would not eat the lunch, and when it would be snack time, she would be hungry. So she would eat the lunch at the time of the snack, and then snack time is gone, dinner time she is not hungry, because she has eaten just the lunch. Middle of the night she would get up, I am hungry. So we did this, I told her, you just do lawn. And that's why then mother and child had very bad relationship. And mother would become so angry that finally she would start hitting or she would start using such bad words that father had to speak certain words to make the child feel comfortable. And the father would always, and that's why then mother would feel that now see he's taking the side of the child and distance between me and my child is increasing. And the child would never like to be with mother. So then I was explaining to her, maybe your child doesn't need that much food. Her constant anxiety is child is growing, child needs so much nutrition, she's not eating on time. Okay, I told her, you accept the situation when your child is telling child is not hungry, child is not hungry. So you give when the child is hungry at the snack time, you give at the snack. She has missed the lunch, it's okay. You give the snack. So again she is hungry for the dinner. Her whole problem was centering around food. And because of that, there was such a big distance. And the child would not listen. Same thing she had to tell the child so many times. And because every day she would keep telling the child, come for lunch, we are waiting for you for lunch. Child actually stopped listening to her for everything else. Everything else. This is 5 years old child. Imagine what the mother must be feeling. And she calls me up and she says, Mataji, she listens to me. She has stopped back answering. And I have also become very relaxed. So when you practice this, it actually has lot of effect. So our sincere request that whenever you want to tell something, use twist. And whenever child wants to tell you something, use lawn. Now, we have a session exercise.
Page number 20.
Okay, what situation you want to take? Okay, there's already a situation given. On page number 20, you walk into your bedroom and find that your freshly bathed child has just thrown a wet towel on your bed. Now A is, write a typical statement that might be made to the child that would not be helpful. What are you doing now? And B is, see it is written using twist. How will you tell or describe the same situation? Write a note.
Then we
want to know. You given 5 minutes, please do this exercise.
Yeah, first situation is what you normally do and the other five is you write twist. T-W-I-S-T-A. So you get an idea of how to apply this practically.
ever tried? Who will like to share? Everything.
Normal means abnormal response. How many times I should tell you not to keep the wet towel on the bed? The second, that is, tell or describe. The wet towel makes bedding wet and it cannot dry itself. Then the note, there are two notes possible. Keep me in a tub, I need to be washed, your towel. Or please do not wet me, I get cold, your bedding. the third one is information. To be given. Wet towel dries well if hanged in balcony.
Okay.
And the single word is just towel, but with towel. Emotions. And talk about your feelings. I don't appreciate the things kept loosely like a wet towel on the bed.
Very good. Huh? Anybody else want to share?
As
did everyone like the exercise? Achha laga?
As usual, first response. I told you so many times, don't put your wet towel on bed. Then B is, first tell or describe. Wet towel smells bad, it's unhygienic. For drying, one should put it under sunlight or in air. Then write a note. Use of dried towels are hygienic. Then third is information to be given. If one puts towel on bed, it becomes wet and will smell bad. If we keep towel under sunlight for drying, sunlight will sterilize the towel. We'll put it in this manner and I will show him. And say a word is like a towel. And talk about your feeling is, I don't like stinking towels.
Okay. Anybody else want to share? Or it is same? Something different you have? Yes, you can say. Okay. That you would use as a word. Okay.
Feelings.
Yeah. What is the feeling? No, you didn't use the word I. Feeling is I. Not you. Don't use you at all. I. Ye ladka kab sudharega nahi.
Last one. I feel that you will be helping me drying your towel or you will be saving me some trouble.
Yes. Very good. Okay. I don't like to sleep on a... Yes, on a wet bed. See, these answers are given on the page number 24. Yeah, it was there, I didn't tell you. Yes?
I was like you only when I was child.
No. This is not feeling. This is not feeling. Very nice. Wet towels not allowed to sleep. See what it is written here? Please put me back so I can dry. Thanks, your wet towel. Yes. I can't hear. Check in the mic.
In write a note, bed with a tag says, oh, I am feeling very cold. I am feeling sick of wet thing around.
Okay. So, yes? Yes, very nice. So, yeah, you have a question. I'm giving you same exercise now. Next exercise. Okay? Now this is an open situation. to all of you. Use twist, you can use TI, TW, TS, whatever together, all together only one. I will throw a situation to you. Situation one, you are about to wrap a gift and you can't find your scissors. Your child has a pair of scissors but is constantly borrowing yours and not returning them. Okay? Now what is the unhelpful statement? What will be your abnormal response? तुम लोग को दिया तो कभी वापस मिलता ही नहीं है. ओके, वाई डोंट यू यूज योर्स, वाई डोंट यू जस्ट रिटर्न मी माइन, और वेन आई वॉन्ट टू यूज कभी मिलेगा ही नहीं. ओके, नाउ यूज एनी ऑफ द स्किल. ओके, यू आर डिस्क्राइबिंग, आई नीड माई सीजर्स, आई नीड टू पैक. ओके, एनीबडी एल्स? ओके, anybody else? One by one. No, this is your tying for somebody else. आप किसी और के लिए gift pack कर रहे हैं, आपका scissor नहीं मिल रहा है, ये gift उसके लिए नहीं है. Yes, you can write a note. There is place for everything. Or scissors belong to be in the this place. What else? Think. I am stimulating you because this, such situations will be coming. Yes. That is your feeling. What are you saying? You are telling your feelings. I like to use my own scissors. Very nice. Yes. Can you help me find my scissors? Okay. Very nice. Now situation two. Your youngsters keep leaving his Snickers in the kitchen doorway. चप्पल 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 लेके अंदर आ गए और छोड़ देते हैं किचन में. यू डोंट लाइक इट, राइट? हाँ, ओके, वेरी नाइस. व्हाट इज दिस सेइंग? रोहन चप्पल, ही जस्ट वांट्स टू यूज विद वन वर्ड. व्हाट एल्स? यूज एनीथिंग. चप्पल्स बिलोंग टू बी इन द, yeah, you can write that also. Chappal for shoe rack and kitchen for cooking or something like that. Or tell your feelings. I feel very dirty when I see the chappals around kitchen. Your child has just hung his wet raincoat in the closet. कबाट में डाल दिया गीला रेनकोट. सी हर फेस. सो हाउ विल यू टेल और डिस्क्राइब? यूज ट्विस्ट. वेरी गुड. इट्स नॉट रेनिंग इनसाइड योर कबर्ड. सी एवरीबडी वॉज लाफिंग. चिल्ड्रन ऑल्सो फील हैप्पी एंड द वर्क इज डन. व्हाट एल्स? So you are giving information. What else? If you want to write a note. It is not raining here. Okay. Yeah. I want to be dried. Keep me outside. Raincoat. Something like that. Or you can describe your feeling. You say father and mother can say, I feel wet when the raincoat is hung inside your closet. Yes, you tell these things and you see what is the response of the child. You practice it. That's why we are not taking the other three sessions. Because whatever these two sessions we have taught you, I want you to get convinced that you should use it and see how it works. Then you will be open to learn the third, fourth, fifth. Last situation. You realize your child has not been brushing his teeth lately. He's not brushing only. He's going in the bathroom early morning, taking bath and coming out. And you realize it after 1 week. How will you twist? Use anything. Equine, what is it? I am getting dirty, your teeth. Okay. Okay, I'm longing to be in your mouth, your toothbrush. Your tube never seems to get empty. See, this is what you're going to do. Your. Again, you're using you. When you use you are again blaming. We are saying, don't use any tube. See, I'm just teaching you. I'm a teacher, so I'm teaching you. That's why use something where you don't have to use you. Okay, this is tell or information. Information. Please use me, toothbrush. Or please use me, toothpaste. Instead of saying that your tube is not getting empty, say please use me, your toothpaste. Yes. What? Okay, your friends didn't come. Yes. Very nice. Gold looks not very gold looks very nice, but not golden teeth. Very nice. Very nice. You must clap for him. Very nice. So we can be innovative and see the pressure is so much reduced and the work is done. So thank you very much. We stop here. This is a 2-day session. And we hope that you remember ARC yesterday, which I told you, action, reaction and correction. It is not that tomorrow onwards you are going to be the best parents, you are going to practice law and twist everything. No, it doesn't happen so fast. You will make mistake, but now because you have heard, you will realize. So you will make a correction. Yes. So you practice with your wife.
Hare Krishna, so it was a great pleasure to be in this very, very beautiful temple of yours. And it was a great honor for us to present a small portion of this seminar. I hope and pray that this is of use to you. As I again mentioned, this is not complete in itself. You need to definitely do a lot of homework. That's one. And besides, it is not a complete seminar also. So, but it's definitely a beginning. It's more important than this, than anything else, is that it will make you aware about where you are going wrong. And the need to improve. Otherwise, the worst thing in parenting is that you don't even know where you are goofing up. And you accuse your child, the child accuses you, and it is an accusation game, right? So at least you understand where you are going wrong. That's what she said, ARC. So at least you realize where you are going wrong, and you improvise. And whenever next it is possible, we are not able to guarantee you when, but we can maybe after a couple of months we can conduct the third, fourth and fifth session for you. Thank you very, very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Shri Shri Gaur Nitai ki. Shri Ramchandra Bhagavan ki.
Hare Krishna. Actually, abhi jo lessons humne seekhe hain, uske report cards jab hum log bharenge, aur report card ke jo marks hai, wo achhe aayenge, to agle lesson bhi hume milenge. तो वही होप्स हम लोग लेकर प्रभु जी का और माता जी का धन्यवाद देंगे. हम लोग ग्रेटफुल हैं कि ये इतनी अच्छी और सिंपल चीज़ें ना होते हुए हम लोग बहुत मिस्टेक्स कर रहे थे. तो मैं इस ग्रेस नारायण ऋषि प्रभु को रिक्वेस्ट करूंगा कि वो प्रभु जी को पूरे नासिक कांग्रीगेशन की वजह से एक टोकन ऑफ लव प्रेजेंट करें. और हम लोग 3 बार हरि बोल बोलकर प्रभु जी और माता जी को रिक्वेस्ट करेंगे कि आप प्लीज 6 महीने में एक बार यहां पर आया कीजिए, जिससे कि हम ये सेशंस और भी रख सकें। 3 बार हरि बोल बोलकर प्रोफेसर माता जी का हम लोग धन्यवाद करेंगे।
हरि बोल, हरि बोल, हरि बोल।
थैंक यू वेरी मच। हरे कृष्णा।
जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौरा भक्तवृंद जय। गौर हरि बोल। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे हरि बोल। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा निताय गौर हरि बोल। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो राम राम हरे 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 और हरि बोल। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो राम राम
हरे हरे हरे
गौर हरि बोल
हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामो हरे रामो 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा कृष्ण कृष्ण हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा गोपीनाथ राधा गोपीनाथ राधे जय गौरनिताय 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 जय गौरनिताय प्रभुपाद 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 जय प्रभुपाद जय जय गुरुदेव 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 जय गुरुदेव निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी